As the Asian respiratory epidemic rages and the cleanup in Iraq begins, American travelers and the industry that serves them are watching and waiting. Airline and hotel bookings overseas are down as much as 40%. Call it a convergence of bad luck. War, disease, fear of terrorism, and a global economic downturn have brought international travel to a virtual standstill. Most U.S. airlines have put a moratorium on flights to Asia and are flying with reduced schedules to the Middle East. Other airlines have simply gone bankrupt. That is why U.S. travel operators are crossing their fingers for a mini-boom this summer that is closer to home. Kathy Pelez, Chief Executive Officer of Liberty Travel, that has more than 200 offices throughout the New York area, says the current economy and world events are making Americans skittish about their travel plans.
Well, the vacation business is the best I can compare is to say it's on hold. And I think a lot of travelers are in a wait-and-see mode. It is not like post 9/11, because post 9/11 we were facing both cancellations and people not traveling and making future plans. In this particular state we're in right now, we aren't seeing the wave of cancellations that we saw post 9/11, but we are seeing that people are temporarily putting plans on hold.
Ms. Pelez, like other leisure travel operators, is cautiously optimistic that people will start traveling again once summer approaches.
The areas that are being hardest hit right now is overseas travel. European destinations, Asia, those areas have had the biggest impact. It's somewhat inevitable that people who have decided not to go overseas are still going to want to take a vacation, and that could impact domestic travel, Caribbean travel, travel to Mexico, Hawaii, should be somewhat positively impacted.
Some travel companies, like Kersner International Resorts, which owns the Atlantis, a 2,300-room mega-resort in the Bahamas, are starting to see glimmers of a rebound. The Bahamas is a 45-minute flight from Miami and just 3 hours from New York. Kersner Executive Vice President Howard Carawan says the Atlantis, which costs as much as $900 a night in high season, was 90% occupied in March, and calls for reservations have gone up by 50% in recent weeks.
Clearly, immediately after the war, we saw a little bit of slowdown in bookings, but that's picked up to pretty much pre-war levels. And I think the benefits that Atlantis has, with the exception, in addition to the fact that we're close to home in the Bahamas is perceived to be very safe as U.S. immigrations and customs in the Bahamas. The rest of the collection of the one and only currently is in the Indian Ocean, and we've had a bit more of a fall off there because of needing to fly in and around the Middle East to get there.
More than any other travel market, it is Asia that has fallen off the tourism radar screen, primarily because severe acute respiratory syndrome continues to affect the region. Louis Yi, president of Lotus, a Seattle-based travel company that arranges luxury tours in China, Cambodia, and Vietnam, says the leisure travel part of his business has fallen to zero.
The last 4 or 6 weeks, leisure travel, I would say that 100% of this leisure tour has been canceled. But they want to wait until the situation is under the control and then make the new decision.
He believes it will take at least 6 months after the epidemic is under control before people will start returning to Asia. Mr. Yi says his only clients still traveling to the region are adoptive parents, who have waited more than a year for permission to bring babies to the United States. He says even an epidemic has not stopped these parents from flying to China. This is Leah Krakanowski for VOA News in New York.